Ariadne, have you detected any broadcasts from the invaders?
Not yet. I've had our Elint blocks scanning since we landed. The electromagnetic spectrum is clean. If they're communicating, it's either by ultra-tight beam or fiber optics.
They could be using affinity or an analog, Pat said.
In that case, you can forget homing in on them, she said. Nobody can intercept that kind of transmission.
What about the Blackhawks? Delal asked.
Could they detect it?
No good, Pat said. They can't even detect the bond between me and Octon, let alone some Xenoc variant.
Never mind, Razor said. The Qualheim counties were the origin of the invasion. There has to be a large base station around here somewhere. We'll find it. In the meantime, there is a village called Pamirs, a couple of kilometers ahead. Pat says Octon has located it.
That's right, Pat Halloran said. He's circling it now at a reasonable distance. The whole place is illuminated with white light, yet there is no break in the cloud overhead. There are houses there as well, about 30 or 40 proper stone buildings, alongside the wood shacks the colonists build.
Smith said there were buildings like that in villages the observation satellites did manage to view, Razor said.
Yeah, but I can't see where they come from, Pat said. There are no roads at all, no way to bring the stone in.
Air or river, Sewell suggested.
Invade a planet, then airlift in stone houses for the population? Pat said.
Come on, this is weird, but not insane. Besides, there's no sign of any construction activity. The grass and paths haven't been churned up, and they should have been. The houses have only been here a fortnight at most.
They could be something like our programmed silicone, Kelly said, and wrapped a gloved knuckle on the hard gunwale behind her. Assembled in minutes, and easily airlifted in.
They look substantial, Pat said with vague unease. I know that's not an objective opinion, but that's the way it feels. They're solid.
How many people? Razor asked.
20 or 25 walking about. There must be more inside.
Okay. This is our first real chance to obtain serious intelligence data as to what's going on down here, Razor said.
We're going to deactivate the hovercraft and cut through the jungle around the back of Pamirs. After we've reached the river again and set up a retreat option, I'll take Sewell and Ariadne with me into the village, while the rest of you provide us with some cover. Assume anyone you meet is hostile and sequestrated. Any questions?
I'd like to come into Pamirs with you, Kelly said.
Your decision, Razor said indifferently.
Any real questions?
What information are we looking for? Ariadne asked.
Intent and capability, Razor said.
Also physical disposition of their forces, if we can get it.
Hackles raised inside her armor.
Kelly let the team shove a couple of hovercraft electron matrices into her pack before they all set off again.
Razor didn't want them to walk in single file for fear of ambush. Instead, they fanned out through the trees with chameleon circuits on, avoiding animal paths. There was a method of trekking through the raw jungle, Kelly learnt, and for her it was always walking where Jalal walked. He seemed to instinctively find the easiest way around trees and thick undergrowth, avoiding having to force his way against the clawing branches and heavy loam. So she kept her helmet sensors focused on the low-power UV pinpoint light at the nape of his neck, and bullied her legs to keep up. It took them 50 minutes to skirt the village and wind up back the river. Sewell and Jalal set to activating the hovercraft at the top of a short slope above the water. Kelly dumped her pack into the locker at the rear of the second craft, and felt as though she could fly without the extra weight. With equipment stowed, the team fitted their weapons, checked power and projectile magazines, and set off back towards Pamirs. Razor found the first corpse 200 meters short of the village clearing. It was Ryle who smelt it for him, a sharp tang of dead flesh which even the jungle's muggy air couldn't disguise. He sent the hound veering off towards it. Ryle promptly smelt another corpse, causing Razor to hurriedly damp down his reception of the hound's olfactory sense. It was a child, about 5 or 6, he guessed,
Ryle had found it sitting huddled up at the foot of a may-oak tree. Age was hard to determine. There wasn't a lot left, so he had to go by size.